Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. The Khilafah will unify the people of Balochistan on the basis of the Islamic Aqidah, not through force and coercion, like today's rulers. The recent attacks in Balochistan were among the most severe in recent decades in terms of scale, intensity, and scope. Beginning on 29 January 2026, separatists carried out simultaneous attacks in at least 9 districts of Balochistan. These targeted various security installations, military checkpoints, police stations, a prison, district administration offices, banks, and other state institutions. In these attacks and the subsequent counter-operation, several hundred people lost their lives. Now that nearly a week has passed since the incidents and the retaliatory operation, the time has come to reflect upon the issue calmly and thoughtfully. Hizb ut-Tahrir wishes to present 3 important points to all stakeholders in this regard. Firstly, due to the system of democracy, which grants numerical majority dominance over the minority, Balochistan, being the least populated province, has been neglected for decades. In November 2025, the government of Pakistan issued a report titled District Vulnerability Index of Pakistan, DVIP, which stated that 17 out of the 20 most underdeveloped districts in Pakistan are located in Balochistan alone. This government report itself exposes the hollowness of the political propaganda of the government, through which it claims that substantial funds are being spent on Balochistan's development to address the grievances of its people. Most of the available funds are used to purchase political loyalties and are consumed by the corruption of a small elite. Meanwhile, Balochistan is rich in reserves of gold, silver, copper, oil, gas, water, and other resources. However, due to deviation from the Sharia rulings of Islam, the benefits of these resources are being acquired by large corporations and a small elite. According to Islam, all such resources are public property, and their benefit must reach all people. These resources cannot be handed over to capitalists through privatization, nor can the state claim exclusive ownership over them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nasu shuraka'u fi thalathin, al-ma' wal-kala' wan-nar." People are partners in 3 things: water, pasture, and fire. Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. Islam is established upon the principle of unitary ruling authority, not federalism. Under a federal structure, each province claims ownership over its resources. It is on the basis of alleged violations of this principle that Baloch separatists have taken up arms against the state. However, according to Islam, minerals, oil, and gas resources, seas, rivers, and similar resources located anywhere within the state are considered collective property of all citizens of the state, and all people have an equal right to benefit from them. Thus, on this basis, the public properties of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Punjab, Sindh, Balochistan, and other regions belong to the people in Balochistan, just as the public properties in Balochistan belong to other citizens. Through its just system, Islam ensures balanced development across all regions and removes the sense of deprivation among people in underdeveloped areas. By turning away from these Islamic Sharia rulings, Balochistan has been made vulnerable to separatists and the foreign colonialist forces behind them. Secondly, it is not possible to defeat the narrative of Baloch nationalism on the basis of Pakistani nationalism, which itself is a form of nationalism. Baloch Muslims, and indeed the entire Muslim world, can only be unified upon the basis of Islamic Aqidah, just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam unified the scattered tribes of Quraysh and the Arabs, who were steeped in racial, linguistic, and tribal partnership upon a single Islamic Aqidah. As a result, hundreds of peoples were unified under one Khilafah state over subsequent centuries. The Muslims of Balochistan could have been united upon Islamic Aqidah, but the rulers abandoned this foundation. The continuous failure to unify the Muslims of Baloch on the basis of Pakistani nationalism has driven the secular nationalist rulers toward coercion, force, and violence, enforced disappearances, abductions, imprisonment of political members, violent actions against protesters, and state crackdowns against Baloch political workers have collectively alienated Muslims in Balochistan from the state. Had the state acted with Islamic political awareness, it should have isolated the Baloch separatists. Instead, by applying a, quote, hard state policy even to ordinary Muslims in Balochistan who feel deprived and resentful of state behavior, the rulers have pushed them toward the separatists and provided an opportunity for separatist propaganda to succeed. Thus, instead of resolving the issue, they have further aggravated it. The bond of geographical patriotism is extremely weak and merely a temporary sentiment, amounting to little more than an instinctive reaction in times of danger. The bond of nationalism is an emotional bond, inciting conflict between people for dominance. The state's treatment of Baloch political workers is extremely oppressive and not permissible in Islam. According to Islam, the Khalifa is responsible for the Muslims implementing Islamic Sharia rulings with political awareness and seeking to earn the loyalty of his subjects through wisdom, deliberation, gentleness, and patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Noble Quran, Muhammadun Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعْهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are firm against the disbelievers and merciful among themselves. Al-Fath 29. The policies of the current secular political and military leadership are in practice making the situation in Balochistan increasingly grave. Thirdly, dividing the lands of the Muslims is decisively haram and constitutes betrayal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. Baloch nationalism directly contradicts the Islamic aqidah. Likewise, the brutal killing of people belonging to other ethnicities, attacks upon them, or permitting settlement only for Baloch people on the basis of race or language are clearly haram and oppressive actions. The anger of the Muslims in Balochistan against state oppression and coercive policies is understandable. However, this does not permit the Muslims of Balochistan to abandon the Sharia rulings of Islam and respond to the call of Baloch nationalism. It is not permissible for the Muslims of Balochistan, in the name of forbidden nationalism, to consider themselves superior to other Muslims or to regard others as inferior. The oppression of a ruler does not permit Muslims to divide themselves, thereby further weakening themselves and becoming vulnerable to the kuffar. Instead, it is obligatory upon Muslims to restrain the oppressive ruler, openly enjoining the right, al-ma'ruf, and forbid the evil, al-munkar, and speak the word of truth despite the ruler's persecutions. The Muslims in Balochistan are honorable and dignified Muslims. They are guardians and standard bearers of the Islamic aqidah. Their great history and character do not allow them to adopt a path which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described as the call of jahiliyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Noble Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unta waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes so that you may know one another. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Al-Hujurat 13. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قاتل تحت راية عمية يدعو إلى عصبية أو ينصر عصبية فقتل فقتله جاهلية. Whoever fights under a blind tribalistic banner, calling to asabiyya, partisanship, or supporting asabiyya, and is killed, then his death is a death of jahiliyya. Sahih Muslim. O Muslims in Balochistan, unify under the raya, banner of Islam, for your legitimate sharia rights, and support Hizb al-Tahrir in establishing the Khilafa Caliphate on the method of prophethood to end the reign of these oppressive rulers. The situation in Balochistan once again demands that we establish the Islamic State of Khilafa, which will resolve the issue of Balochistan along with other problems, unify the entire Ummah, fulfill people's rights, and not only eliminate regional nationalism, but also demolish these international nationalist borders to unify the Muslims. It is this cancer of nationalism through which colonialist disbelievers first set Arabs and Turks against one another, severed the Balkan regions from the Muslims, and further fragmented the Muslim lands. Is it not Afghan and Pakistani nationalism that has divided two brothers and which the rulers continue to inflame? It will be the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, established upon the Islamic Aqidah, that will once again unify this ummah and grant equal rights to all people. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.